From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The Associated Press News Agency is expressing grief and sadness at the killing of one of its staff and the wounding of another in Afghanistan. The two AP journalists were shot while covering the run-up to this weekend's presidential election. The attack was reportedly carried out by an Afghan policeman. Malcolm Brown reports on the response to the incident.
AP staff have been told that German photographer Anya Niedringhaus was killed and correspondent Kathy Gannon, a Canadian, was injured. The agency says a freelancer who witnessed the shooting identified an Afghan police unit commander as the attacker. The apparent targeting of two highly experienced journalists is being felt around the world. Here in the US, the National Security Council expressed sadness at the loss of the photojournalist and sent thoughts and prayers to her surviving colleague.
Russia's Federal Security Service says it has detained 25 Ukrainians who are accused of planning terrorist attacks across Russia. According to Russian media, some of the detained include members of the Ukrainian nationalist group Right Sector. But Ukraine denounced the reports as nonsense. Anya Ardayeva reports from Moscow.
In a statement, the Russian Federal Security Service said the Ukrainians had been planning sabotage and terrorist attacks in Russia's Rostov, Volgograd, Tatarstan, Kalmykia and other regions at the time of last month's referendum in Crimea. The Ukrainians have been accused of taking photographs of Russian troop movements and of trying to make contact with extremist elements in Russia. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials claimed Russia sent special agents and explosives to Kyiv during anti-government protests in the capital. Some 100 people died when protesters clashed with police in February.
Police have clashed with protesters in Brussels as 50,000 people from trade unions across the EU descended on the European political institutions. The European Trade Union Confederation organized the march. They campaign against the current EU austerity measures. Water cannons were used on the demonstrators after some hurled oranges and cobblestones at police. It all took place at the Schuman roundabout in Brussels, the center of European administration. U.S. employers added 192,000 jobs in March, slightly below some forecasts, but still a positive sign that the economy is picking up after the harsh winter. The unemployment rate remained unchanged at 6.7%. Here's Ira Spitzer from New York.
Investors had been eagerly awaiting this latest monthly jobs report, and the numbers were in line with what most observers had expected. Every industry except manufacturing added to payrolls, with job gains strongest in the professional ranks in bars and restaurants. In addition, January and February's job numbers were revised upwards. The increase in hiring over the past 2 months drew more people back into the labor force, leaving the unemployment rate unchanged at 6.7%. U.S. markets edged upwards after the report.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. UK oil and gas companies say they expect to create nearly 40,000 new jobs in the next 24 months because of expansion in areas such as Africa, North America, and the Middle East. 69% of executives from 100 companies surveyed were optimistic about their growth prospects over the next year. UK correspondent Dan Whitehead reports.
Nearly half of the companies asked by the Bank of Scotland, which commissioned the survey, said they were already planning further growth in foreign markets over the next 2 years. Nearly 40% said a shortage of skilled workers would be their greatest challenge. The majority of the UK's oil and gas firms are clustered in Aberdeen and the North East, which means the news is being warmly welcomed by the Campaign for Scottish Independence, a referendum for which is taking place in September. But some question whether the Scottish Government has the expertise and resources to run the industry on its own.
Michael Schumacher is now showing moments of consciousness, according to his agent. The seven-time Formula One winner has been in a coma in France since a skiing accident at the end of December 2013. Jack Perrock has more.
It's been nearly a month since any news on the 45-year-old's condition has been heard. Doctors at Grenoble Hospital in France are trying to wake Michael Schumacher from his medically induced coma. Progress is being made, and Mr. Schumacher's agent says there are now moments of consciousness. The racing driver suffered a severe head injury while skiing off-piste in the French resort of Mirabel just before the new year.
And famed Colombian author Gabriel Garcia Marquez has been hospitalized in Mexico City. Mexican health officials say that the 87-year-old novelist is suffering from a lung and urinary tract infection, but is responding well to treatment. And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.